Pleasure of Eliza Lynch, written by Anne Enright and read by Allison McKenna.
A Fish. Paris, March 1854. Francisco Solano Lopez put his penis inside Eliza Lynch on a lovely spring day in Paris in 1854. They were in a house on the Rue Saint-Sulpice, an ancient street down which people have always strolled in a state of pleasant imagining. In the spring of 1854, no imagination was needed as Francisco Solano Lopez pushed his penis into Eliza Lynch and pulled it back again, 20 times in all. This was quite a lot of times for Francisco Solano Lopez, but something about Eliza Lynch distracted him from the usual rush of his pleasure. Something about Eliza Lynch gave him pause. Outside, the birds sang, trees rustled and fancy carriages rattled by. Inside, the four-poster bed was hung with turquoise, its enormous baldaquin billowing above them, and gathered into a pucker of silk that mirrored, as she lay under it, the lovely navel of Eliza Lynch. Apart from the magnificent bed, she had nothing. There was a burled walnut box pushed into a corner, an ormolu clock ticked on a mantle of ordinary stone. A simple table of inlaid tulip wood was burdened by a statue of the flagellated Christ. The room was practically bare, if you did not count the bed. But the bed was overwhelming. It was a room within the room. It was a palace across whose yielding floor Lopez crawled, laughing in order to engage more thoroughly with the laughing Eliza Lynch, which, without further delay, he did. Many people would come to regret this moment. You might say that everyone came to regret it, except for the two participants, Francisco Lopez and Eliza Lynch, El Mariscal and La Lincha, Paco and Liz. Already unreal. They were the kind of people who attracted stories, not to mention bias, rumors, lies, rage. The whole tangle pulled into a knot by time, made Gordian by history. The details cannot be unpicked. But this much we may not doubt. There was a joining of parts, and it happened in spring on the Rue Saint-Sulpice. Paco and Liz, laughing on the bed. Madame Lynch silently looking at the silently looking Signor Lopez. The tart from County Cork turning towards the turquoise as the little mestizo handles it into her. It was a moment that garnered the blame of nations, as if everything started here. Something did start here. There are such things as beginnings. But what? But what? They became lovers. In jig time, in marching time, in 20 beats they moved from strangers to the rest of their lives. And they knew it. Such luck! Outside, the birds chirped themselves to sleep, while his hired horse blew into his oats and the coachman snored. The clock on the mantel said midnight, or 5 o'clock. The clock on the mantel was stopped. And all you could hear was the suck and pull of his breath. Who was he? He was the heir apparent to Paraguay, a country that no one had ever heard of. Who was Eliza? She was very much herself. He had come to her house in order to improve his French, or so he said. The words he learned that evening were King of Diamonds, Queen of Spades, Trick. He learned the French for sons of bitches, then truffles, pig's nose and tongue. Also a phrase, if I win, you will not like me. After which pleasant nonsense, they went to bed.